Welcome back to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Dr. Lisa Klawicki is talking to us about parenting styles, and Lisa went over the permissive one. We're finishing up here on the authoritarian style. Well, you mentioned that the permissive, you kind of gave a nice handle, is the like the Addams Family. Is there a television program or some kind of a cultural cue that can remind us about the authoritarian style?
Yeah, the authoritarian would be the Huxtables from The Cosby Show.
The Cosby Show?
I know. And I've had a number of people come up to me and say, but that's my, that was my family. Well, yeah, it probably was. And in that show, you can see, Dr. Huxtable doesn't really have a relationship with the kids. He jokes with them. He kind of has these nice little quips that he comes back with. It's funny. But you don't really see a lot of bonding. You don't see the kids really cuddling with him or playing with him. You don't see him really engaging in any depth of relationship. You know, he's quick to be mad at them when they miss his expectation.
Right.
But he doesn't give them a lot of help getting to the expectation.
I see. So he's clear about what he wants.
Right.
But they're kind of on their own.
But they're on their own.
And Lisa, I heard you talk about this before, too. You mentioned that this sometimes kind of generates kids that are tempted to be very sneaky because they want to hide mischief from their parents. All kids want to do that to some extent. But that becomes kind of a prime goal for a kid.
Right.
Because the expectations are so high, my relationship with my folks is not that strong. I need to hide things from them.
Right, right.
Is that right? Does this foster?
My dad would kill me if he knew, you know,
you go.
Kind of thing. Exactly. Love becomes conditional for these kids. If I do the right thing, I'm loved. And so we don't always do the right thing.
Yeah.
And so then what they do is they end up hiding all of the wrong things that they do because they can't imagine that if they did something wrong that they would be loved.
Okay.
It also leads to a bunch of passive-aggressive kind of style. They'll be very pleasant and loving towards mom. As soon as they get out of the mom and dad's environment, they're little hellions, you know.
Interesting.
That kind of thing.
Okay, so the discipline may not be that internalized. It's kind of like responding to authority, I guess.
Right. Yeah, the kids don't learn how to reason. They just learn to follow the rules.
Okay. All right, what's the next style?
The next one is one that we all kind of cringe at, and that is the good old Simpsons, or the
Simpsons
Bundys, right?
You call this the Simpsons style?
The Simpsons style. This is called the neglecting, rejecting parent.
Oh.
And this is a parent who has no expectations and no bonding. These are the parents you kind of look and go, why did you bother? Like, what was the point? Of having kids. The parents are often absent, either physically absent or emotionally absent. There's no rules. When the parents do engage with the children, they end up rejecting the child.
Like the kids in the way.
The kids in the way. Yeah. Like, you know, with Bart, good old Bart Simpson, you know. Anytime he does something well or tries to do something, Homer's always putting him down or always outdoing him.
Yeah.
You know, they have a little go-kart race, and Homer's got to win because he's a competitive dad.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to, you know, let your kid win every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets so caught up in his own needs, Homer does, that he can't let Bart ever succeed at anything.
So low expectations, low bonding. So this is really, this is a style that really drops the ball.
Yeah. These are parents who don't want to be parents, or don't know how to be parents. Parents who just kind of don't get it in any way. And they're often parents who never really wanted kids, who always kind of thought of themselves as not having children. They're also can be parents who are very career-oriented or material-oriented. These are my goals, mm-hmm. are to make something of myself. And the kids are good in the sense they give me a little status quo, but don't bother me.
So it doesn't have the commitment to the children then, huh?
No.
The kids are kind of ancillary. They're kind of around. They're kind of interesting and amusing, but there's no real commitment to the kids to help them grow and to have a relationship with the kids.
Right. And you end up with kids who are either, juvenile delinquents, like Bart Simpson's on his way to being, or you end up with kids like Lisa Simpson, who is the saxophone player, high achiever, but she's got this melancholic, sad, kind of morose undercurrent
mm-hmm,
to everything
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because she just doesn't understand love.
All right, so we've gone over the permissive. And the permissive, if I understood correctly, it's low expectations but high bonding.
Correct.
Authoritarian is high expectations but low bonding, low relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then the disaster one, which you're calling the Simpson style, is that right?
Yeah.
which is low neglect, or excuse me, it's neglecting and there's no bonding.
Right.
No expectations, no bonding.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's the fourth one?
The fourth one is authoritative, and that's really where we want to be. You want to have high expectations for your children. And at the same time, you want to have a high love, high bonding, high relationship. So set your expectations high and then teach and encourage and walk your children to that expectation. Help them get there. right? And kids will, this is the most effective parenting style, kids will always make the mark, right? They'll always meet the achievement if they're given the skills and the resources to do it.
Wow.
And if they know that you love them no matter what. This is where one of the things that comes in with Montessori school, Montessori teaching, is they tell you not to reward or punish your children. You don't give them rewards for doing well, and don't punish them for not doing well, but enforce. Be an enforcer. Mm-hmm. And from the sense of always tell them that they're giving their best effort when they're giving their best effort. Talk about the creativity. Talk about other aspects and characteristics as opposed to you did it, yay, or you didn't do it, not good.
I see. Right?
So you want to encourage your kids to do well, to try hard, to be creative, and encourage those kinds of characteristics.
It seems like this style would have a lot of motivation, a lot of encouragement, because there's high goals we got here.
Right.
We want you guys to really fulfill your lives. But I, as a parent, this is the thing that's interesting, I, as a parent, am going to make a commitment to help you be motivated, help you be excited, to help you make the commitment. Is that kind of the way
it is? That's right. The parents have to be very involved in this kind of parenting style for it to work. But it works beautifully.
You know, I heard you give a talk about this, Lisa. You mentioned that this was kind of Christ's style. This is the way he was. He was very demanding. No, I don't want you just to be a fisherman. I have other tasks for you.
Right.
But he was so radically available and had such a strong relationship. Is that a good kind of icon for us to think about this style?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He sets out some very difficult teachings.
Yeah.
And the Pharisees are always kind of, but, you know, this is hard. Yeah. You know, how could you expect us to do this? And he's, the expectation's still there, and I'm going to give you the resources to do it. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you the bread of life. I'm going to give you what you need. I'm going to give you each other and community. He spends time with his disciples. He teaches them. He doesn't just say, here's the law, but here's why we follow that law.
So the authoritative style, we get it both ways. High expectations for our kids so they can achieve and fulfill the plan that God has for them, the talents that they have.
Right.
But a high involvement, high relationship, high bonding with those kids.
Exactly. And those kids end up being, they're assertive, they're self-confident, they're socially responsible. They achieve because they want to, and they really learn how to achieve. They have a high ability to have empathy for another being.
Fantastic. We've been talking with Dr. Lisa Klawicki. Dr. Klawicki has been talking to us about parenting styles, the four parenting styles here, and Lisa, I really appreciate the way you laid this out and give us a real clear image and clear picture of how we can raise our kids' expectations, but also what we need to do as parents to have the kind of relationship with them so they can meet those goals. Thank you very much for joining us again on Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
If you're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, which is brought to you in part by the Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. We're on WUST 1120 AM. You can also get us on the web at www.wust1120.com. I'm your host, Art Bennett. On behalf of our engineer, Phil Halpin, I want to thank you very much for joining us, and God bless.
You've been listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This program has been brought to you by Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls airs Monday through Thursday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. on WUST 1120 AM and on the Internet at www.wust1120.com. If you'd like to help support this Catholic radio apostolate, your donations will be greatly appreciated. Please call 301-365-0612, extension 106, and have your credit card ready, or mail a check to the Center for Family Development, 7007 Bradley Boulevard, Bethesda, Maryland, 20817. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Copyright 2003, Alpha Omega Radio. Thanks for listening. Depression, anxiety, addiction, isolation, anguish. These don't have to be part of 21st century life or a part of your life. The Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services offers counseling to individuals and families. The faculty and staff are qualified professionals who integrate their Roman Catholic faith with the best of psychology. Here at the Alpha Omega Clinic, we believe that Christ is never far from family life or from our mental health. How could one so close to us be far away in times of trouble? If you or your family requires counseling, consider the Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. We have two convenient and private locations in Bethesda, Maryland and Vienna, Virginia. The number is 703 703- 703-847-9191. That's 703-847-9191.